M-H-A-P-P Mobile.
Good morning.
I am on a mission of God. I am taking the grandkids to school today. They wouldn't let me put my Uncle Buck clothes on, though.
Your Uncle what?
That movie Uncle Buck. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, where Uncle Buck embarrasses the heck out of the two kids taking them to school.
Yeah, if I have, it's been so long I can't recall. But, yeah, I got that Friday. Tomorrow night I gotta go stay with the kids, and then they're taking off no dark 30, and then I got the kids until Sunday, so I got that on Friday, and then the rest of it's just weekend running around.
Yeah, well, Mommy's having a procedure down there at Maine, and we got the two kids, and his school is right here in Fairhaven. That's one right there by the water, so I got the short drive, which is nice. I know what I was going to tell you radio-wise. Did you see that they're doing a lot of enhancements to the MI-5 on the west side of the state along the water shore?
Yeah, I've been somewhat following it. It's always something.
Yeah, that Mike, the WMMW, he's looking for a repeater. I told him I would mention it to you. Digital one, not the 8500, but the two below that, if you happen to see one somewhere.
I'm assuming you want the DMR, or UHF DMR machine?
Yeah, I told him I would say something to you about it. Yeah, the answer to that question, yes.
The pile.
Sorry, I talked on top of you. I said, yeah, the answer to that question was yes.
And I said, I will have to check the pile.
Okay, yeah, he wants to put one in Fremont now. So I guess this one, he was saying that they got it on a 100-foot sand dune and a 150-foot tower, so they're estimated up about 250 feet. So, and if all that is true, that's a ways up there.
Yep. Well, I've got a couple of XPRs, I think, but typically... Most of the guys typically don't like XPRs. In fact, Romeo's an XPR, but they don't do amateur duty cycle very well.
Yeah, and he was saying something about it was in the 8000 series area. He said those are fairly problematic.
I don't know, there's only so many repeaters since the Quantar, so, and they're either really, really expensive or really old, and I'm not big on really expensive, so I go old, so I like my Quantars, but the SLRs are really nice, the GTRs are really nice, the MTRs. XPRs are a little light and final department, basically two mobiles in a box. The Motorola's commercial tier, not public safety tier, and it's built like, you know, half these amateur radio repeaters, which are basically two mobiles in a box.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very promising, would it? So, very good. right, sir. I gotta drop this child off. You're still driving, and I will call you back because I'm turning into the school, and I have to give my undivided attention and make sure I let the child out on the right side of the car, or I get in trouble. I'll talk to you in a bit. NAKPP.
W8FU.
Mission accomplished.
So when do you got to pick them up? When do they get out?
2:30, I believe. But I will get automatic reminders from my son. Have you left yet? Are you on your way there yet? Are you in the parking lot yet? So, a little bit of a helicopter parent.
Yeah, my daughter's been blowing up my phone a little bit. Mostly about, you know, do you need this? Do you need that? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? If you want this, we got this. I'll get this. I'll get that. You know, stock in the fridge, things like that, you know. And, you know, he's got this, but you don't have to go. And then she's got that, and I made arrangements. And he's got, you know, it's like, just calm down. Just go on your trip. We'll figure it out.
Oh, but Sean, you have to remember, we forgot how, or they forgot that we did it before.
Yeah, I don't know. They do it differently, that's for sure. I just don't know if you, it's like I tell them, I say, do you remember growing up? So, like, I don't know if they ever acknowledge that. Whatever.
Yeah, I use the line, you turned out okay. And then I get a funny look. Okay. All right, let's try a different line. So, but other than that, not too much. Oh, you going Thursday night? You going to be there, or you got other obligations?
Yeah, no, that's when I got to get over there and go over everything. Like I said, they're leaving O'Dark 30 Thursday night, Friday morning. So going over there Thursday evening, and we're going to go over everything and that. So not gonna be up there.
Okay. He said something about meeting with Paul, and I told him I already knew Paul, so that was fine. So Paul must have some role in this too.
Paul is the original EC for the county, and he's knowing that role had to get moved to somebody else since he's been here. Because I mean, he can have the title, but he doesn't get to perform in it in the event of an emergency, so, you know, it's kind of like you really need to find somebody else to take this over, and nobody was stepping up, so. But, yeah, he was for just recently, he was DEC, and he remains, you know, actively involved in it to what degree he can.
Yeah, that would make sense, because he's going to get, like you, called in different directions probably pretty quick.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind helping out, but mostly our assistance is going to be on the logistics, supply side and logistics. And then when it actually comes to implementation, our actual operations, that's going to have to be a different core group. So like I said, I don't mind participating in, events if they need, like I did that one, just to kind of give them a body, because I knew it was going to be, it was their first run, and there wasn't a lot of folks, so I had no problem knowing pretty much what I needed to do, helping out. But I'm not the one that needs to do that and get training, so it's not very useful, because, specifically, the event that happened in that last simulated exercise, I would have absolutely, positively been unavailable for them at all. So there you have it. You know, it's like, that's my, you know, that's the dilemma for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, very good. Well, you know, last event, you know, like I said, I know I'm a new kid on the block, and, you know, but some of the stuff, I mean, okay, some of the things that are going on, you know, they got to be moderated a little bit, so kind of like get to the point, because if that was a, you know, real event, you know, even half of it, you know, you need to be, you know, communicating, you know, not just talking for talking, and that's the type of things that, you know, need to get cleaned up, I think. So, but we'll see. Tomorrow night, so be it, because today is garbage day, and I did that part already, so. All right, I'm pulling back into my driveway, sir. You have a good day at work, and I'd love to bump heads with you and have a lunch, but today is not it, so I've got a meeting at some place that my son has pawned off at me, so. It's 11 o'clock. So with that, I'm pulling into the terminal, and I will talk with you a little bit later. Clear and yours. N8KPB.
Just one final thought on the way they're conducting business is, there are a lot of there's a lot of structure to the way that messages are passed. So sometimes, you know, it's the structure of the exercise or the structure of the system that causes a lot of stuff to happen the way they do. All right, anyhow, and then, you know, and then they're honing the skills, right? All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Okay, PP. Later.
Morning, Sean, and any tell why?
Morning, Tom. Got a couple of minutes here as I make my final approach to work. What's up?
I just heard you there. I thought I'd say hello. I haven't talked to you in a while. Not a whole lot going on here. Just, like I said, I heard you and want to say hello.
Yeah, no problem. Just running up gross back here. Just going to decide if I want to get a coffee or not. I'm already, I like to get in at 7:30. That way I can get out at 3:30. But I'm a little behind the schedule today, so coffee's gonna put me back another 5 or 10. So, what's a guy to do? How you doing? What's up? You commuting home from work? I take it.
Yeah, that's right. They got me on a temporary assignment down at Van Dyke and not Van Dyke. East Jefferson and the Boulevard. They've got an electrical contractor that's changing out a 100 kVA transformer. So we got us down there keeping an eye on the equipment while the workers are not there. I did say 1,000 kVA, not 100.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you do if somebody does come poking around? You don't want to risk life or limb.
Well, if they don't leave voluntarily, we are ordered to call the police. Because that is, you are absolutely correct. We're not involved in any kind of altercations of any kind. Ask them to leave, and that's that. Because another construction site I work at, roads are closed, but they're open just for construction traffic. People come in there all the time. And we just tell them, it's just, you know, you can't come in here. Where do you want to go? Maybe give them directions to get out of there. And they go, and that's that. They haven't had much of an issue.
Yeah, there you go. It's, seems like you could get yourself in a little bit of a, holy cow. Well, I guess I'm not getting coffee this morning. Seems like you could get yourself in a little bit of a predicament if you're not careful. Especially with some of the areas that you're patrolling. So, well, just be safe.
That is the priority. that I work at, like construction site down there. This is down there by the Odell Bridge project, that big, huge project. Just want to keep an eye on the machinery and stuff like that. Keep people getting, they get this fenced in yard and they don't want people hopping the fences. And I don't think theft is much of an issue, more as vandalism. Destroying the stuff, you know, some yo-yo come in there with a Molotov cocktail and do some real damage, you know what I mean? The same thing with this other temporary site. It's vandalism, I think, is the big issue because, you know, if you're talking about a couple of big heavy generators that are in trailers, they had to bring them in by semis. They're not going to steal those. They're going to be easy.
No, I suppose not. That's true. Unless there's, you know, scrap, you know, the scrappers, they get me every now and again. They want the copper. And, it's just a pain. But mine are, you know, they go to dark and quiet areas and steal copper. It's like the grief. Anyhow, all right, Tom, I'm making the final approach here. I'm turning into the parking lot now. I'm going to get parked and get inside and start my day.
Looks like we're going in opposite directions. You're getting ready to start your day, and I'm getting ready to end my day. Oh, well. Well, you take care of your careful, and I'll talk to you later. Proceed right along. WAFU, NHLY 73, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Tom, catch you later. WAFU.
Thank you.
on the other side of the wall. We always try to stay on the fixed op side of the wall. So, and we're doing the piping there, air piping. We're doing the lift equipment. We're doing the exhaust system. I think, what else they got going on? I have to go stop the team today. They've blown up our phone a little bit. Some of the products got waylaid. And they want that place open by Christmas, which I wish them luck.
Yeah, he works for Trend through local 687 carpenters in Millwright.
That's your son, right? Putting all that together, you said? Structure they're putting up over there. Put lots and lots of money into that one.
Yeah, he called me yesterday. Says, "Are you gonna be in Grand? Are you in Grand Rapids?" Blah blah blah. I'm like, "No, that was like a day ago." He goes, "Oh, can you do me a favor?" I'm like, "Sure." So I went to Novi yesterday, at Wixom and Grand River, to pick up a cell phone case, Christmas style, for his girlfriend.
Well, that's good to know that you offer that service.
Yeah, he's got a hike himself. He lives up in Davison. So, he didn't see anything around there, so I do in my travels. And he's like, "Hey, can you stop by here or stop by there?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And if I was in Grand Rapids, I would have dropped it off. I did that the last time I was in Grand Rapids. I dropped off some union paperwork for him at his house.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, so you got to pick him up, or is he there the rest of the day?
Oh, no, he has his own truck. I need to park my thing, but the little phone case in his truck pulled up there. I'm like, "I'm here." He goes, "Okay, the truck's unlocked," so I threw it in there and left. No, he drives himself around. I just have to, you know, it just in my travels with work, I did it for him.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, sounds good. Yeah, but I got to go there. But I have an 11 o'clock appointment, which I'm going to be fashionably late for somewhere else in Rochester, too. So today is Rochester Day.
Well, if you're at the dealership, just look for an F-150 parked on the side by the glass windows there in the construction area. And he's got a union sticker on it. If it's there, he's there. And he looks like he's a little bit cold.
And very good. Yeah. Well, at that construction site, they're all driving Ford F-150s. Just kidding.
Yes, it's gray, and the tow hitch on the back isn't just a regular ball. It's the one with the clasp that goes down on it, and he's got a tunnel cover on it. But you see him walking around, he kind of walks on his tiptoes, because he's a good dancer, so he still kind of walks that way. So you'll see him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get addressed for all these back order problems, but it ain't my fault, you know? I just take the hit for it. And I feel your pain, bite my lip, you know?
Yeah, he danced for like 10 years, tap, jazz, ballet, hip-hop, street dancing. He did it all. He just wanted to do it for fun. He didn't do it competitively. But he still does it. 32 years old, and he'll skip down the aisles and Myers with his girlfriend. Kind of funny thing. And I have reached my first destination for today, the office, to see my boss.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'll chat later, I'm sure. 94, heading towards Hall Road, NHKPP. Clear up for yours.
Well, I'll be safe in the travels. I know how Hall Road is. That's why I don't go there. So 73 Kia. Have a good day at work. KJO, Cujo out.
KBB, sorry, 625, staying some north of 23 miles.
Yeah, I think this is the closest one that I got. And, yeah,
no, that's much worse. I can hardly hear you. Anybody else here, Tom? He sounds not so hot to you guys. And then KVP.
Tom sounds fine to me. W8RCY.
And I wonder if got broken on my end. I'll have to look. How do I sound, Don?
You're coming through just fine, including the music in the background.
Weird. Wonder what happened to my reception. Yours sounds cool, too. So, very good. All right, sir. Pleasure talking to you. I was chatting with Tom a little bit. We were talking about, he said, you probably heard of something about he was going to do something with 800, and he carried my interest. And I go, okay, what's the plan for that? That sounds like fun. You know, another rabbit hole.
I wasn't paying that close attention to the conversation. I just heard you ask about how you sounded, and so I just thought I'd throw in my 2 cents worth.
Ah, very good. Okay. All right, sir. Tom, you still there? NHKPP. I'm sorry, you're broken. can't hear you. W8EAP. Why are you on the radio? Just running up to Lisa Torres to get some pizza. You want any? Yeah, I gotta get something, but I shouldn't eat pizza. I've been screwing off a little bit too much. I noticed my sugar's creeping a little in the wrong direction, so I gotta get back on the horse. There you go. Happens a lot with him, doesn't it, Greg?
What are we doing?
Well, I'm looking for food, I think. And then I got to go find a missing Motorola package that got shipped to the wrong address.
All right. I got food upstairs, but I need to assemble this last case. And then I will go upstairs and reheat my leftovers.
Yeah, I got to decide what I'm going to have. I just passed Mi Pueblo, so it ain't going to be Mi Pueblo. Maybe I'll go to Yolk and Toast, get breakfast for lunch.
It's called Yolk and Toast.
Mm-hmm, and it's yummy.
Yeah.
Hi, Beck. There he is. Man. Yeah, I get my two slices, right? I get regular pepperoni, and I get the breakfast pizza. That's my go-to. But I have been eating the breakfast bowls lately. Those are delicious and very filling. I could always do that. I'm going to be going right by there. So I was going to get breakfast for lunch. I don't know. I don't feel like that. I don't know what I want to do. What are you having, Fred?
So when I got back from the store last night, we went and Michelle wanted beef and peep, or Chinese, so I had beef and pea pot. I tried something different. Okay. So I have beef pea pot upstairs that I can reheat some.
Well, that's always one of my favorites, although I've been getting Mongolian beef lately from this one particular place. It's very good. But that's not a bad idea either, but the rice, I gotta watch. I've been a little careless lately, and I've noticed my blood sugar is not bad, but they're creeping in the wrong, they're trending in the wrong direction.
Well, I take mine and it does shoot up with it, but I think if we have it maybe once every other month, it's not the end of the world. So, this place that we found when we moved here, you know, it's like $10 for a combination plate for dinner, but we get three meals at least out of it. So, you know, so I'll have it for lunch and then I'll have probably dinner too.
You back to work yet, Eric? Yeah, he must, the place he goes is
about a block from his work.
Oh, gotcha. Nope. So, I got a couple more hours today, and then I took, well, I'm not working tomorrow. Well, I'm saving up whatever hours I have left for Saturday, so told him I'm going to take off. I won't work tomorrow or Friday, so that I can work Saturday. Then I'm on vacation next week.
That's weird. Why would you want to work two and then go in? Wouldn't you want Friday and Saturday? Work Thursday?
Saturday I gotta go to Battle Creek. So we're having our users pack up their belongings Friday at the old Battle Creek office. And we're moving, pull all the equipment out. So Saturday morning I'm pulling all the equipment out and moving it all to the new office.
Ah, best done off business hours. Gotcha. Oh, there you go. What's that for you? I don't know how much time. Probably about the same for you as us. Since we take 696 or 94, you take 69. Probably, what, about two and a half hours, 3 hours?
About 2 hours for me down. Yeah, I just take 69 across and down to 94 there. So I was there yesterday. I did it in an hour and 42 minutes yesterday, but I left here at 6 a.m. and got there at 7:45. Had to meet the Comcast guys there yesterday to install Comcast at the new office, and I tested all the Cat5s to the patch panels and mapped all the jacks out, put labels on everything, so pretty much got to unrack everything from the old office and rack it in the new office one Saturday morning, and then make sure everybody's desk phones come up and set the Wi-Fi up, all that stuff. So it's got to be done. It's going to be done Saturday. That way the employees can show up Monday morning to the new office, even though I'll be on vacation.
Well, I got Friday off with the grandkids all day. So tomorrow I got a pretty full slate. Here today I'm just trying to shag this package. This has got me really nervous. So, well, it's important. And, not that it's not like it's radios or anything like that, but it's one of them line items for a radio, and without it, the radio sits.
I was screwing some screws in the cages here, assembling TNC to go out. That's done. Michelle's off at 3. So when she gets home, she was gonna. She does my shipping. So I got everything assembled and ready to pack. So when she gets home, she's going to box it and take it to the post office to get those orders out. Ugh. Alexa, dining room on. So now I'm upstairs, and I'm going to grab a bowl and put my leftovers in a bowl and microwave them.
Sounds like a plan. All right, I'm just coming up on the yolk and toast here. I'm going to go pull in and see how they look. Decide whether I'm going to go here or somewhere else. Have fun. Enjoy your beef and broccoli. No, pea pod. Whatever. Beef and some vegetable. Later. WFU.
Yeah, I tried something new. Beef and pea pod. All right, WFU.
That's mobile.
L-A-K-D-D.
Man, I am not having a good day.
What's the matter, boss?
Oh, well, I thought I made a major snafu, but then I looked back at my notes and I didn't. And so then I got on the horn trying to figure out where something was, and they said it was shipped, and then shipped back, and in limbo, and then I finally figured out where the hell it got shipped to. They shipped it to the wrong address, and they just collected it from, it went to the end user instead of to our shop. So I went to the end user and got the stuff I was looking for, and it still doesn't have the most important stuff I need. So there's this missing software, very, very critical, important software that's missing. And nobody can figure out where in the hell it is.
There, I know it's a rhetorical question, but by today's standards, wouldn't you think that there'd be some sort of track on everything like that? I mean, hell, Amazon can tell you if they sent something to the wrong house with a picture.
So it's three CDs, you throw them in a box and you send them, you get three CDs back and they're, you know, and, you know, they're the wrong ones. But there was four CDs sent out, I should say that. There's four CDs sent out in the original order. We can track that. And then we sent them back and three came back. So it looks like, you know, at this point in time, it looks like that fourth disc just was not put in a box coming back. They don't even claim it's in there. So, you know, it went down to them, and, you know, and now it's in limbo. So I'm guessing that they just, I don't know. I just don't know. It's very frustrating to just, every time I turn around, there's something new that's a problem. You know, this was like, oh, yeah, we did send those out. You got them last week Wednesday. What are you talking about? I don't have them. You know, went to the wrong, I got a phone call coming in. It's probably related.
Yeah, welcome to the new world. Marion's having all of that problem with her father's estate, too. Nobody wants to do anything. I mean, it's unbelievable. And all they'll get back to you is, all you got to do is this and this and this and this. And so same thing. And it's like there's no accountability anymore. It doesn't matter what it is. I take it this stuff is all mission critical.
Yeah, hey, that's mobile. No lurkers. KFADA.
Missed the first part. KGBSI.
I said no lurkers. We found who it was.
Oh, who is it?
You.
Ah, well, radio was on scan, so it stopped, and here we are.
Aha. Yeah, I was finally returning home. I went to Lowe's, and then I went to, what do you call it, Kroger. I took a lot of pictures for my dad. He's looking for a snowblower. I said, you should get an Ego snowblower. Then I can borrow it and use my batteries.
Yep, there you go. Egos for everyone. The Kroger you go to, is that the one at 21 and Card, or do you go to a different one?
Yeah, 21 and Card, and it was on the way home, so I go, hey, I'll go here. But yeah, 21-mile drive slow. I mean, it's a one-lane road, or two-lane road, I should say. But everybody's out and about today, despite being rain. I would figure that the rain would keep everybody indoors, but nope. It's busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, people just go and run around a lot. I don't get it, but I guess I don't have much to do outside of my house, so other people do. So, today I would choose to stay home if I could put whatever off another time, just because it's yucky out, but heck, it's wintertime. It isn't going to get much better. The whole next 10 days is kind of yucky and downhill in temperature, so I don't know.
Yeah, fine by me. I'm done doing. I mean, I'm fortunate. It was nice and mild temperatures when I was moving. And now I'm, you know, staying put. All I have to do is put together stuff that's in the house and stuff. I mean, there's not much else to do outside. I am gonna build those shelves. Like I found some like really longer. What do you call it? They were like 48 inch long, and I'm probably going to split them up and things like that, and I got some L brackets that I can make it secure, you know, so they're not like wobbly, so I think that'll work out nicely.
All right, very good, and make sure you got proper screws and then anchors for the wall. You should be all set. Yeah, I like those two desks that are in front of the windows. I like that. That looks good, and should be a nice area to do all your stuff.
Yep, it looks like the neighbors next to me got ProTech or whatever they got. It looks like they got a smart home package because they got, it looks like the van for the ProTech installer people are there. I didn't do that. I did all my own stuff. All right, I'm going to unload. I got a lot of stuff to unload into the house, and we'll chat with you later. Enjoy the rainy day. KS8S, I'll listen out.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, KE8BSI.
Yo, Fred. Out here.
N-A-K-A-B.
N-A-T-B-S mobile.
W-A-T-A-B. K-F-A-S, W-A-T-A-B.
W-A-E-A-P, N-A-T-B-F.
N-A-T-B-F, this is W-A-E-A-P. What be happening?
Driving home, trying to make it there. People, people forget what they're doing. What are you doing?
I'm actually up here in Rochester. I had to leave work early. Go to the bank, do some banking. So the stock market closed. But yeah, and I'm over here at Auburn and Rochester.
Right on. Never a bad day getting out of work early.
Yeah, I was done with this day. 3 o'clock anyhow. Yeah, I left work around 3. I think I left work around 3:15 or so. Yeah, I was done with that day.
I'm done with this week. Can't wait till Friday.
Roger. Am I making in the machine okay? I got surrounded by big trucks right now. I'm talking on the 15-inch micro antenna.
Yeah, you're good. You were a little rough at first. That's because I was on Romeo south of 26, so I switched over to Warren, and you're still good. No, just north of 26, my bad. That's all I've been using. I'm running I think it's a 16-inch Comet, like the SBB1. That's all I've had on this truck, and it seems to do all right for my route to and from work. I'm able to get into Romeo, 675, Warren, and UMP, and that's honestly, I think that's the only set of repeaters that I've even tried to use with it so far.
Roger. Yeah, this is probably 15, 16 inches. It's a Bing Fu, but it looks just like a Comet 2x4, but small. And it works great. It's got a flat match. Even has a good match on 460 band, 462 band.
If it fits, it ships. I've got a question for you. So, you know, I actually tested with you the other night after I swapped the speaker and the head of my 500. It's like when it first turns on, I still get that squealy noise in out of the speaker, whether it's transmit or just going through the menu and whatnot, and it kind of goes away. Is that a capacitor or something in there that's bad, or it takes too long to charge up, or what am I missing here?
Yeah, it sounds like a bad capacitor in the audio circuit, but it shouldn't do that. I mean, it's not normal. I mean, you know anybody else that has the same radio? Does theirs do the same thing? It might be systemic to that radio.
Sean and Dave have it, but they don't have any complaints about it, so that's why I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong with mine? But, yeah, because when I was in there swapping it out, there's a little capacitor literally right next to where the speaker plugs into, and I imagine that's the one.
You talking about when it farts?
No farting, just a weird high-pitched noise and right when it turns on. You know, not like when I turn it on it makes a noise, but like the first 2 minutes it's on, I'd say, 3 minutes. All the audio coming out of the head unit, it's got this real high-pitched, like, whistle, almost like a overdriven speaker, but it's not. It's really weird, and then it goes away, and right now it's totally fine.
That is weird. I'd be looking for something environmental in the vehicle itself, not the radio. Yeah, mine doesn't do that. I don't think Dave's ever complained of that. You know, both of ours fart every now and again. Just the way they are. It's about how they're, I don't know, it's just somehow how they're hooked up and the voltage dropping or something. We've monkeyed around with it, but I just think it's just voltage dips.
You said it does it when you're in the house too, right?
It did it on the bench, but I did not test it on the bench after I put in a new speaker. That's the other confusing thing is, with the old speaker, the one that came in it from the factory, it was consistent all the time. Bench, dummy load, you know, power supply in the house, out of fuse in the truck, like it was always sounded horrible. Now it's like the first couple minutes the radio's on, it's a little funky, and then it clears up and it's totally fine. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's just, you know, like, this is your flagship radio. I don't expect to have audio issues with it. And yes, you did say it, like, even if it's modded, you know, as long as the mod didn't affect it, it's still under warranty if you want to send it in. I was like, well, let's start with the $11 speaker before I worry about ripping it out of the truck and shipping it to California. So, I don't know. I'm just picking brains, trying to figure out if I can fix it on my own. But that was the only thing I could think of, was, like, maybe it's a dying capacitor and it takes a while to get charged up again to power the speaker effectively. I don't know.
Well, I got something for you. Try changing your backlight settings. I had one radio of mine out of my 30-plus radios, one of them did not like when you turn the backlight down. Like a certain percentage, like if you put it like 50 to 70%, it would always have a little bit of a audio squeal in the background. But if you turn it up above 80 or below, you know, 40, it went away. It was the weirdest thing. It drove me nuts for about a week. Try changing. I know it sounds stupid, but try changing your backlight settings if there's one in there.
at this point, I'm down to try anything. Light bulb did go off when you said that, though, because that was one of the first things I did was I turned the brightness down to minimum because it's mounted to the windshield above my rearview mirror, so it's literally in my face, and I'm being daylight saving time, and Michigan, it's generally dark when I'm in the vehicle, so I just turned it up to mid to see if that makes a difference tomorrow. The good thing is it's getting harder to replicate. Before, like I said, it was consistent.
I would turn the backlight up all the way and see if it backs it out. If it does, then you'll know if that has something to do with it. Then you could experiment. Maybe slight adjustment won't make a difference, but it seemed like the one radio, the one HT I had would only make noise if it was, like I said, middle brightness. If it was dim or bright, it didn't make that noise. Then again, it was hacked firmware, and the radio never had a brightness control. It wasn't designed to have a brightness control, but the hacked firmware gave it a brightness control, and I figured I'd turn it down.
I'll experiment with it, see if it makes any difference tomorrow. The other thing I was looking for, it's almost like it's got too much trouble, and there's no audio filtering, so to speak, tuning equalizer in the 500. It's like flat, low pitch, high pitch, and one other one that like removes both ends. So I can't really fine tune or tweak anything to just turn the treble all the way down, because I think honestly that would solve my problem.
Well, your transmit audio sounds good. Your transmit audio sounds great. Anyhow, I'm pulling up in the driveway here. Got a whole bunch of geese in the yard. And I got an Amazon package, so, oh boy. Wonder what it is. I forgot. Okay, you guys have a good one. And let me know how that works out. W-8-D-A-P.
Sounds good, Eric. Appreciate the input. N-A-D-D-F. MK Mobile in Harrison Township.
I can say hi for about 2 minutes. NAKPP.
Man, if I could get the right buttons. W5TMK here, Todd, just in town visiting. Figured I'd holler out, see if anybody was around.
Welcome to Michigan. Welcome to our cold. Welcome to everything. You know, there are a lot of people around here. You just got to get them to talk and throw your call out a couple, three times. They'll respond back. So, getting ready to pull in the driveway, but I heard a foreign call, so I figured I would say hello and welcome.
Thank you very much. I moved away from here about 5 years ago, but I was pretty heavily involved here for several years, so... Anyway, good chatting with you again, Todd here, W5TMK. Have a good evening. Hopefully, able to catch you out here again. W5TMK is mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, this one is operated by Sean, so I'm sure you'll hear from him once in a while, too. He's been around in it a long time as well.
Outstanding. Again, good evening. We'll talk soon, W5TMK.